This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 184.
All right, this one's a slow one for all you young lovers out there. Ready?
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting in San Francisco. I'm actually on Harrison Street right now, walking. Just parked my car, and I'm on my way to the Eagle. That's where some of the bears that I know, like Paul, John, and Dave, people from San Francisco, so I'm going to meet them up. They're going to watch Future Villain Band. My friends Glenn and Patrick's going to play there. So I'm looking forward to it. And I could see that parking is getting harder and harder here. So it's a good thing I came early. And I'm walking around. It's about 10 to 7. And they're going to play around 7:30. So it's a good thing I arrived early so I could get a good position to probably take videos. If I'm allowed to take videos. We shall see. Alright, I can see the Eagle Tavern right now. Woohoo! Maybe later I'll go to the host hotel. Probably do some lobby whoring. Yeah. I don't usually lobby whore, but we'll see what happens. Okay, I saw some bears driving around here, and I might be on their way to the Eagle also. There it is. Okay, I'm at a bus stop. I'm actually on Harrison the 11th, I think. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to this. There, I needed to cross the street safely. Whew! I bet there's not going to be not much people right now. Maybe around 7:30 when Glenn and the others start playing, maybe they would be there. Hope to get an interview with them. We shall see. All right, I'm heading in. Gosh, this is nice. This IBR weekend. I really didn't register. I'm really just here for family, honestly. And it just so happened that it's IBR. So I'm going to come here. Oh, the guys are here. You can see the band instruments are being walked in. They have the setup, I guess. All right. I'll be back. Hey there, everyone. I'm back again. I'm actually at the Eagle Tavern still. Of course, I'm going to wait for the guys to play. First, who's going to play? Future Villain Band. And yeah, I've been talking to Patrick and Glenn and Brian. Got to meet them. And they're going to play very soon. It's the first band that's going to play. And then afterwards, I don't know what's going to play. There's going to be four bands. I got to talk to Doug Hilsinger, and he's supposed to be playing in the band also, probably around 11:30 with a band of his called Chair Bear. Well, probably I'll have him on the show next time. I'll try to contact him. Sometime when we're not busy on any bear runs or anything. So I'm here at the back patio, just waiting. It's going to be packed. I think it's going to be very, very packed, so I have to wait and see what happens. I have to take videos. There are about three or four cameramen here, and one guy's using a professional camera. Ooh. Maybe we'll wait for that on some DVD or some YouTube site or so, whatever. Okay. Just going to wait a little. I guess this part is brought to you by Queen. Okay, later. Hey there, everyone. Okay, I'm on my way out. My God, okay, just outside. Somebody's getting arrested, something like that. God, on the way out, there's just so many hot bears. And more coming right now. Ooh. Okay, I just came from the Eagle. I'm really tired. I'm so tired. I'm so hungry. I gotta eat something. I have to drive all the way back to the East Bay. Anyway, so I'm now back in Harrison, and I'm gonna walk back to my car. And there are great people I saw tonight. Of course, I got to see Future Villain Band. I mean, heard their music. And what else did I saw? Oh, Paul! Holly Bear SF, it's so good to meet him, and also getting to meet his partner Mike. That was awesome. And what else? I guess I can cross now. Still having problems crossing the street here. Okay. Anyway, what else did I see? I saw JD, Bear Xiao, and Ian. And what else did I see? There's a lot of people. Oh, Burly in the Bay. My God. I first time I've met Dave. And it's awesome. He was helping out with Glenn and Chuck. They were helping. He was helping out the Future Villain Band. And then now, I'm crossing the street. God, this is scary. Okay. So many bears coming still. People walking towards us. Anyway, okay. So there's so many bears. This is funny. Going out of the Eagle, there was this cute cubbish guy. Everybody just stared at him going in. Oh my God. This is funny. Okay, there's a big group coming up soon. Let me see. Kind of shy recording in front of them. I heard Daddy Todd is here.
Hello.
How many beats?
Yeah. Okay, there's so many people still coming. It's midnight. I think it's midnight already, and so many people still coming. Okay, so actually, this is my second IBR. And it's just fun the second time around. God, so many leather guys coming. Ooh. Anyway, what else? Got to meet Doug from Doug, the owner of Lone Star Saloon. He's the manager, I think. Not Lone Star, at the Eagle. Yeah, he was taking care of the bar at first, and then now I think he's playing. But I have to go. I really have to go back. Anyway, it's just a weird, very shitty podcast that I'm recording here right now. But anyway, heading on my car. So tired. Okay, guys, I might record more when I get back to Oakland. Okay, let me ask you guys: if I watch Barry Manilow, would that make me very gay? Because I think my cousin and I are gonna grab out, I'm gonna check out, I'm gonna watch Barry Manilow. I asked Mike about it. He said I'll be adding more points on my gay card. Okay, now I have to map with my phone how to get back home. I'm so tired. I need to eat something.
Okay. We're recording now. Okay, cool.
Shit. No pressure.
No pressure. Hey, guys. This is Nard again, and I'm here with Glenn from Future Villain Band. Hey, Glenn.
Yay.
Fresh from IBR.
Oh, I know. Not even 24 hours back home yet.
Yeah, that's right. And you had a, well, I saw you guys at the Eagle Tavern Thursday night. I even took videos of you guys. And hopefully I can play some of the music from that video. So that'd be cool.
And yeah, it's always hard trying to get a good live sound from cameras. I know you usually try to get something off the board, but you know, sometimes it works out pretty well.
Yeah, it does. So tell me about the gig. Well, how did you guys rehearse? Because it's the first time. Okay, Brian was there. He's the new guy. And of course, Chuck was there. And and Brian was there for the first time with you guys just to jam. And so how did the rehearsals go?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how it all came together. And you know, and now speaking after the fact, how smooth it all turned out as well. I've been talking to Brian on Bear 411 for a long time, just being just being guitar buddies. Mm-hmm. He's just the biggest guitar nut. He's got the coolest guitar. He's got the coolest equipment. He's just so into tone. So always saying, since it's just me and Chuck for the band, if we ever needed a guitar player, he said he was always, willing to learn the songs and play. So, I only got booked for the IBR gig about a month before the event. So, quickly sent him a mail, 5 minutes later saying, hey, Brian, is your offer still good?
Oh, okay.
So sent him a CD with the songs we wanted to do, and then for rehearsal, because technically, I only met Brian in person, a day before we were playing the show with him, which was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we found a rehearsal space, I guess, just across the street from the Lone Star in San Francisco on Dory Alley. And then you get like a rehearsal room. They provide a PA, and then you bring all the equipment, or you can rent equipment there. Actually, there's a big difference between LA rehearsal studios and the San Francisco ones. LA, for $15 an hour, you get drum set, PA, two guitar amps, a bass amp. Mm-hmm. You just bring your guitars and your cymbals, and you're fine. But for San Francisco, you bring pretty much everything but the PA. So we had to rent the bass equipment, rent the drums. That's fine too, because that way you don't have to bust your ass, carting the stuff around. And then plus, this way we didn't need to bring drums since we were just borrowing the Eagles drums, which was
they have their own there, and the owner Doug had his own band there play too.
Very awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
rehearsal came together really great. Mm-hmm. Just went through the set, three times or so. Just stopped whenever we needed to go on, just go over something specifically that was giving us a little trouble, and it worked out really cool. I was using Brian's bass amp for rehearsal, and this thing was just godly. It just sounded so good. Just had so much power to it. Looked great. I mean, it was killer.
And you brought a lot of guitars there. You brought your basses.
A lot of, oh my gosh. How many did you bring?
You should have seen us at rehearsal. At rehearsal, we had even more shit than we had on stage for the Eagle.
Yeah. All right, well, we're playing Bearpalooza in Philadelphia in May. I'm trying to get one organized for L.A.
Nothing against Bottoms, dude. Bottoms are great.
Dude, we love Bottoms. If you're a bottom, come see me. If you're sweaty, come see Chuck. All right, let's hit it. Thank you.
about the gig itself? I mean, you, how did you get yourself booked? Maybe some listeners would like to get booked themselves at the Eagle. I mean, you just talked to Doug. Is that, is this about it?
Yeah, and it's just being persistent.
Yeah, is the, I mean, Doug, you know, the Hilsinger is the owner? Is the manager of Eagle Tavern? He's the one who's handling all the bands who play on Thursday nights, right?
Not sure if he. If he's an owner, but I know he certainly, he books the gigs there. And they have music there every Thursday night, which is just amazing. I wish there was something like that for L.A. But so every Thursday night, they have a couple bands come in. And, of course, you know, I think the IBR weekend's definitely desirable just because it's a huge, you know, crowd of guys in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's awesome. I mean, a lot of people were there and got to see you guys. You guys... There were four bands, and you guys were the first ones to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there to videotape, and so many, there's so many cameras trained at you guys.
It was great to play, and actually playing first was great, because that way, I mean, you have, you know, extra time just to set up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you, when you're a band in the middle, you know, you gotta quickly rush up, and then you gotta play your show, and then you gotta quickly rush off stage. Mm-hmm. But for us, you know, we got to set up, you know.
Plus, you could get to watch the other bands. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then once you're done, you know, you can just relax and just chill all night and just talk to people and.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm the biggest whore for attention. So, you know, just being around the bar, I mean, everyone was coming up and just you know, just being so gracious with how much and telling us how much they liked it and glad that we came up to see it, which is amazing because I mean this was only our second show.
Yeah, that's right. The first one was in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, you're the only person to see both our shows live.
Yeah,
in every show we've done so far. So hopefully we'll see you in Philly in May for our next one.
Oh, we'll see.
Not to jump the gun on that. But actually, so, I mean, like I said, you know, being the second show, hugely, hugely thankful for Doug at the Eagle to let us come and play. It was great there, and you know, dream come true. You know, I've been to, you know, I'm sure I mentioned this in the last time we got to chat, but you know, I discovered Bear Life basically when I was a freshman in college, you know, it's kind of been my whole adult life now, is just being the whole bear community, and you know, I've just been to, you know, events in so many cities, and you know, although I've lived in California now for 8.5 years, I've never had the chance to go to IBR yet.
Oh, this is your first IBR. That's right.
It was my first IBR.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just amazing. So, I mean, just to get there and come play on the Thursday night and then have the whole rest of the weekend just to enjoy the event and to get to city really for the first time. I've only been to San Francisco before previously, and the weather wasn't that great and conditions weren't that great. So, I mean, this time it was just, everything was perfect.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty cool. I like the
guys are
weather.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I had a blast. I'd go back to San Francisco in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And and like I said, you know, Eagle, they have bands, you know, every single week. So it's, you know, I'd love to get back up there and just, you know, play anytime they invite us. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a boy bear band.
What?
The boy bear band that was there. Well, not really a bear. The
Danny Bear. Oh, Bear Force
band.
One.
Bear Force One guy, Rob.
Bear
was
Force
there.
One.
Okay,
I know.
So how did he get to you?
Dude, if I could ever get the hits on YouTube that those guys get, you know, I'd die happy.
Yeah.
But they certainly got their stuff together too, and that's, you know, it's amazing for him. We ran, that's me and you, ran into Robert from Bear Force One at the Eagle after I'd gotten set up and, you know, pretty much right before I was about to play. And, dude, I thought he was just, you know,
he's
kind of fun. He was so excited and, you know, he was just having a blast being at IBR.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've seen their the couple of videos they have online too, and you know, he's damn cute, and he's even, you know, cuter in person too.
In person, and it's all over. Actually, talked about it earlier that, you know, he's been there. He's been very friendly with a lot of people, kissing a lot of people, including me.
Yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, it's so when people are actually hearing this on their on Bear Podcast. They want to reference back to the pictures you took of the evidence.
Yeah.
I suggest you send that to me in advance. That way, when people go to myspace.com, Future Villain Band, mm-hmm. they'll see the pictures we're talking about right now.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's a lot. I took a lot of you, too.
But no, that's great. I mean, and the show's a blast.
Yep.
Got to play. You know, technically they said, you know, 30 minutes, and then, you know, with all just the chatting in between songs and switching guitars when we need to, you know, stuck to it pretty well.
Yeah.
And then actually at the rehearsal the day before, you know, just out of the blue, just to try to, you know, just to have fun with Brian jamming for the first time, I just started to play.
Brian is pretty cool. I mean, you know, you guys play Cheap Trick, yeah. And Brian's pretty cool. Yeah.
Brian's amazing. And you know what the coolest part is, and it's just, you know, I'm trying to learn guitar myself, but just watching him play, I'm just like, my jaw hits the floor. But you know, the best part of it is that he makes it look so effortless.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just on the fretboard. You know, his hand is just going up and down. His fingers are going a million miles a minute. And,
it's like the Bear Satriani or the Bear Petrucci or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, he plays the guitar well, and I got to. Yeah, he's been changing guitars and stuff like that. It was awesome.
Awesome. This, you can take this any way you want to. Brian has awesome equipment, let me tell
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it also in the car, in his car, yeah.
Yeah. No, he's got the you know, best stuff. Sounds awesome. He mm-hmm. just plays it really well, too.
And it's pretty scary. I could understand him. He doesn't want to leave his stuff outside parked and all his stuff viewable in the car. Somebody might steal it and stuff like that. So I understand he was worried. He wanted to get out of there for a while just to drop him off somewhere, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. And it's, you know, more power to him. You know, that's why, you know, in LA, that's why I play cheap shit. Because mm-hmm. if it, you know, people bang into it, people spill their drinks on it, and, you know, stuff gets stolen left or right, and, you know, in these big towns, you know, it's, you know, if you play the cheaper stuff, you know, out yeah. in the shows, then, and you don't feel so bad about it. You know, it's when yeah. you lose your good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the 12-string bass, I mean, that's
good. Yeah. So what else did you guys do at the IBR? After the gig and everything, you're all relaxed. Okay, we're done with the gig. This is awesome. And then what did you guys do the rest of the weekend? I saw you guys Thursday night. So how about Friday, Saturday, Sunday? What did you guys do?
Thursday night, you know, we just hung out at the Eagle, saw the other acts.
Oh, yeah, shout out, by the way, Dave, Burley in the Bay. It's the first time I met him. Dave is awesome. Yeah. He's great. He's a nice guy.
Dude, yeah. He is. He's a, you know, awesome friend. Mm-hmm. And big into spandex. I think he's in charge of a Yahoo group that's like over 10,000 yeah. members. Of all bears, the spandex and wrestling singlets and
yeah, Bears Lycra Speedos on Yahoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Dude, you should get him on a podcast.
Yeah, probably, maybe next month. I talked to him already, so we can probably talk about bears in singlets. Mm. Yeah. Maybe Wolfer would love that.
Hey, I always dug speedos, but you know, I never knew where to get them in bear size.
Oh, you know, I'm sure.
Singlets. I never knew we get singlets in bear size.
Oh, people so would sure love to see you in. People would love to see you in the singlet.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Yeah.
In fact, someday what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Dave to invite all his wrestling singlet Lycra buddies, and we're going to have a show and just have the whole audience just be all wrestling bears.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, or even the band, you know, the band, the players, the people playing, the Future Villain Band in spandex. How's that? That'll be great. That'll be great.
he gave me a singlet for Christmas, so I mean,
there you go.
Yeah.
Next game, Philadelphia.
I know.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
But so I hung out. You know, I got to see Michael Manring, who played after us, which is cool. You know, moody music sounded great. Woe Nellies.
Which is
a total blast, you know, mm-hmm. cover band, playing a lot of classic 60s songs, and just sounded awesome.
They're awesome.
And then the you know, the tribute to Cher show, which I wasn't able to stick around for. My you know, I was wearing the new Chuck Taylors that night, and my feet were just not letting me stand up for for more than 5 minutes at a time. So I had to hit it. But so Chuck's, you know, Chuck saw it and dug it a lot. Mm-hmm. That was great. In fact, you know, Thursday night, you know, after we finished the gig, you know, that was a, you know, Chuck went his way and, you know, I went my way and we met up together, you know, Sunday morning and drove home. So
yeah. What you guys do during the IBR itself, or Friday, Saturday? You just hanged out? You didn't go? You didn't attend?
Yeah, you know, we went to
the
Planet Big one night.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that was great. You know, nice to see guys just, you know, being themselves and not being
Did
all,
you dance? I didn't think you were a dancer.
Oh, hell, I'm not. Dude, look at my bad knees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You hurt your knee. How is it, by the way? It's all okay now, right?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That's
so,
good.
Hey, thanks for asking. You're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
you know, went to bingo with Sisters Perpetual Indulgence.
Oh, I missed that. That's awesome. It's
huge, huge, huge fun.
Yeah.
Really crowded. I mean, it's probably, definitely a highlight for a lot of people of the of the whole weekend. So, and they just raised so much money. And, they, you know, it was a blast doing it, too. And in fact, I even won a hand of bingo myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So went upstage. Oh, just to claim. Did they do any underwear auction or anything?
What did they do? They didn't. I mean, they got a lot of bears topless, which is always fun. You know, they threw a couple bears in the jail cell for calling bingo out prematurely.
Ah, okay. He got dubbed.
Which was great, and spanking guys, and then just auctioning off Kathy Griffin tickets. Because she was playing Saturday night, and they were auctioning off some tickets.
That's
Friday.
Right.
And
you got to see Kathy Griffin?
I didn't, but Chuck went.
Oh, Chuck went. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And and told us all about it, and just sounded like just the coolest show possible. She really tailored it to the bear crowd.
So
that was a blast. No, I didn't get to go. You know, in fact, it's. By the time I knew I was going to IBR, she'd already sold out of the of tickets for her show.
I bet.
So I mean, so she sold out that far in advance, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I didn't get to see it. Yeah. But some bears at the bingo night, they bid up to $1,300 for a pair of tickets for charity.
Oh, really?
So that's amazing.
That,
oh yeah.
Never heard of a ticket that much, $1,300.
Yeah.
At a bear run?
It's all for charity. So
it's all for charity, definitely. But
They raise a lot of money, you know, just with the raffle tickets and the prizes and just everyone there. So, I mean, you know, for the bingo I won, you know, just got a, you know, cool collection of prizes myself. And I think six other people won the same hand I did. So,
you have to divide it.
It was really great. And then just really seeing San Francisco for the first time properly. You know, like I said, I'd have only brief visits there and just didn't really have a chance to have any fun. And this time it was great. Went to San Francisco Zoo.
Oh, the controversial one. The one with the the tiger thing? Or lion?
Yeah, which was funny because, I mean, we got there and, you know, we're running around taking pictures and seeing all the cool exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, this... After we'd been there just a couple of hours, and we were probably within like 50 yards of all the tiger areas, you know, me and Dave just kind of think to ourselves, "Man, remember that tiger attack just around Christmas time?" And we're saying, "Wow, that was really messed up." And hey, what the zoo was that, anyways? By the way, and then we look over, and there's this building there that says, you know, like
"Do not
Lion's Den" or "Lion's Habitat," and a big sign on the door saying this exhibit is closed.
Yeah.
With, you know, big gates and, you know, blockades and fences and screens everywhere. So it was all blocked.
It was kind
off.
Of it was kind of funny. Well, of course, it was tragic. I understand. It's just that I was just imagining you and Dave, you know, taunting the tiger. I think that's what happened before, right? Something like the kids were in reach of the tiger, and that's pretty sad. It's just that I was just imagining you and Dave.
That's what I read. I had to look it up since we were there just to find out more about it and just make sure that make sure everything was fine. There's a couple kids and they were drinking, they're smoking pot, and they think they had actually climbed over a bit of the fencing to try to entice the tigers more, and maybe throwing pine cones at it and stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. So between that,
the news and, you know, the big beef recall that's going on today.
Oh, okay.
You read about that?
No, not today, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's the largest beef recall ever in the country. Mm-hmm. And just hit the news this morning, so it's pretty significant news.
Wow. So, actually, I was there. I did pass by the vendor mall and got to talk to some of the guys there, some people I know from Houston and some people from Phoenix. And, Chris, who was from Houston, went to Phoenix and probably...
Oh, like, what companies were they with?
Bear City, actually. He's doing something for Bear City. He's helping out on Bear City and got to talk to people from Daddy Hunt and also from Cyber Bears.
There's a lot of porn in the vendor mall, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, which I remember. I got one from Big Bear Sex. It's called Pound for Pound. Somebody I know from from Tennessee is in it.
You know, I'll tell you, it's, you know, when I lived out in the Midwest for a little bit, it was much easier buying porn because, you know, all the guys, you know, were strangers to me. Then I moved to California, and all these guys I see in the porn films, I'm meeting in person. And,
yeah,
you know, it's like when you kind of get to know someone and you become friends with them, you don't really see them as sex objects anymore. So it's kind of hard to watch the porn videos when you see it. So
I did see Venice Cub. Yeah, I had a picture with Venice Cub. And as usual, he's hot and everything. And he was shirtless there on the Bear Films booth, so that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's cool. I got you know, free calendar for Bear Films, free beard conditioner from Bear Wash.
I didn't get those. I only got some DVDs. Yeah, a couple of DVDs. Should have gotten a shirt, but
there's a coupon book in the IBR packet.
Oh, they do. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't sign up because, I told you that, listeners, I don't know if the listeners know, but I was just there by accident because I actually am there for my family, and it just so happened that it was IBR, so I took some time off family and, visit my family during the day and then go to the IBR stuff at night.
Well, sure, why not? You know, go see your family, get some cuddling, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and meet the hot guys at the Eagle, hot guys at the vendor mall, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it was totally awesome. Mm-hmm. It was great, and, you know, seeing guys just from other countries there, and just from everywhere. In fact, I probably met at least 12 different people we're friends with on MySpace in person, just at the Eagle show alone, who I'd never got to see in person before. Mm-hmm. And just got to hang out. So I mean, that was, you know, a huge highlight. And then for us the weekend, you know, all the friends I got on Bear 411,
yeah,
you know, just saying they were going to be at the event and to say hi. And, you know, it's great just to get to hang out the first time in person.
Wow, you're a rock star.
Yeah, I'm a rock star. I've played two whole gigs.
You're a rock star in the Bear. Yeah, so you guys drove back.
Drove back yesterday. I was in charge of the CD player.
Oh my god, that's when I got to call you. Who was driving? Dave was driving.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was very nice. Let someone else drive. So I appreciate him.
Yeah.
Doing that.
That's always
and
awesome.
Then just, you know, got to submit Dave and Chuck to some Twisted Sister and some Dragon Force and some Bay City Rollers.
Mm-hmm. Very diverse. Hey, let me ask you, when is your next gig again in Philadelphia? It's a Bearpalooza event, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's a Bearpalooza event.
In fact, it's quite amazing how many Bearpalooza shows that Freddie Freeman and Michael West have actually set up for the year. They've got the whole... you know, kind of East Coast tour coming up. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is smaller acoustic type shows for some of the gigs, but then others they get a bit of a larger gigs will have full bands, and that's when we're getting to play Philly. So that's May 9th. It's a Friday, and it's part of the Philadelphia Liberty Bears weekend. So it's Bears on Liberty weekend. And it's actually also the Liberty Gay Rodeo's rodeo weekend as well. So, I mean, you know, you get to hang out with bears and you get to hang out with cowboys.
Don't you just love them?
I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there's a subset called cow bears, too, out there.
Cow bears?
Well, you know, if we
cow
got
cubs.
If we got otters and cubs and wolves and.
Oh, my.
Leather daddy, otter, cub, wolves. And, I mean, you can't keep it straight anymore. But I know there's definitely a lot of bears out there who are. You know, just the natural cowboy types. So.
Manatees. You know about manatees, right?
We're going to see some cow bears. And
yeah,
I can't
wait.
Okay. So that's cool. So, you know, a couple people playing that I got to meet in Nashville. We'll get to see again in Philly.
You think Brian's going to play with you guys again?
What's that?
You think Brian's going to play with you guys again at Philly?
Probably not. Actually, what we're going to have is Stuart from Kentucky, who played with us back in Nashville.
Oh, Stuart. Okay, I remember him. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to come. So he'll play bass, which means I'll have to play guitar. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, so sorry, I won't have the same kind of deluxe solos that Brian had, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try my best.
Well, just convince Brian to go again. What do you think? Oh, he can't go? Or he can't go to, to that event?
But we'll have Stuart.
Probably not.
And so he's awesome, so that'll work out great. So I'll play guitar, and then we're also going to be backing up Michael West.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be cool. So we got to get cracking on learning his songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like listening to this. Hey, Michael. Yeah, I've been in communication with Michael West and Freddie about Bearpalooza, about the ones in Tennessee and their gig there. Yeah. It's all over. I mean, I saw the map. It's just all over the U.S. now.
Yeah, totally. So
and the road trip to, yeah.
Yeah, big, so we got the East Coast shows all in a row coming in May, the Tennessee still.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy John's in Seattle is trying to get a show together there, and then I'm trying to get a show together around here too, so we'll see how that plays out.
That is awesome. Wow.
But, So people can see the full days. It's amazing how widespread across the country it is. Mm-hmm. So that's all on bearpalooza.com.
Yeah. Guys, yeah, check out Bearpalooza. I put the links on the website, and I've been running some ads for them, and I got a new set of ads from Bearpalooza. And I hope you guys, everybody out there listening, hope you guys check out bearpalooza.com and, yeah, check out the gigs all over the U.S. And they're even planning a road trip. And I'll be having Michael West and Freddie Freeman on the show probably next month. And we're going to talk about the gigs. And if it's going to be in any, all of you listeners, if it's going to be in your town, yeah, make sure you guys watch it and support them, Bearpalooza, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, don't wait for it to come to your town. Go drive and see it, you know.
Oh, yeah, even fly, yeah. I'm planning to go to one of them, okay? I'm thinking of the one in Sawmill or maybe Philly. I'll see if I can go there, too. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so rare just to get to see, you know, just bear performers, and you get a whole night of it, too. So And then everyone just really, you know.
It's
funny
for the
20 minutes we get to play. I mean, just the hundreds and hundreds of hours in preparation that we do for it. But I mean, it's, you know, it's so worth it because I mean, then you know, you get to put the videos and pictures online, and you get to talk to people.
Oh,
about
which reminds
it.
Me, yeah, I have to forge you a lot of stuff. I'll probably give you a copy of the videos from last IBR, and of course the pictures of. Of you and Robert from Bear Force One.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and actually,
okay.
Whatever you got from us from Nashville, throw it on the DVD.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I only
have
the digital.
As much as I can. Mm-hmm. I think I still have that. I think I still have that in digital format, yeah. Well,
so our main thing right now is, I don't know how much time you got. I don't want to cut you off at all.
Oh, okay.
But actually, the two biggest things for us right now, it's, I mean, not only was playing IBR, you know, such a you know, such a huge opportunity. But we actually started recording a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, you should have, yeah. Tell us about it before we go. Yeah, because
You know, we've had the, you know, we're doing 14 songs, the 13 originals, and then a cover song. I think we're going to get Little Fuzz to sing on, just for him to have. So we'll be backing on that. But, you know, so we've been ready for a while. And then the producer we wanted to get last year to record us, you know, is just amazing engineer, and he's got a good setup in his garage at home, so he kind of does stuff on the side. Wasn't able to take us, and then I think because of the writer's strike right now, he's
you're affected.
Schedule freed up, so I'm glad we got to start in there. And then since right now the writers are back in session, that we got enough done that we can definitely get it finished with them. Mm-hmm. But awesome guy. I don't want to get into too much specifics on it before it comes out, or before we even finish it, because then we've got so little of it started. But and he was actually a ghost drummer on the final studio Kiss album that came out about 10 years ago, which was technically not Peter Criss playing drums on it. It was actually the producer who's recording us. So, and then his drums are actually on the last Kiss album. So, being the biggest Kiss geek.
You are, okay. I know a couple Kiss geeks.
Yeah, speaking of which, me and my two other bear friends, Gary and Brian, the three of us are the biggest Kiss, Kiss bear geeks. We're all going to Paris in June to see Kiss again.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be the fourth continent the three of us have gone to see Kiss.
Wow.
I know. So anyway.
You're a geek. You're a Kiss geek.
So technically, I'm going to have Kiss drums on my CD. So.
Oh, okay.
So I'm totally geeking out about it. And I know,
When is it coming out? When is it coming out?
Shit, I don't know.
This year?
I've never recorded before. You know what? It ain't easy, and it ain't quick.
Yeah.
Anything you want to do right, you definitely don't do it, you don't do it quickly. But, I had the previous session where we got the bass and drums done for five songs and, in a single day, which was, pretty good feat. And then, we're getting together with him on Sunday. We're going to try to get at least six more done, if not up to eight, just bass and drums.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then from that, it's, just putting the guitars and the
vocals. You're gonna do it all. You're gonna do it. Do all the guitars. Okay.
Yep. It's just me and Chuck completely. So,
awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Do you think 2007 at least before the year ends? You think it's gonna come out?
2008.
Dude, I'm sorry. 2008.
You're looking forward to it. Dude, I've been waiting to get this done for years. In fact, I've already started writing our Christmas album.
Oh God.
Because rock and roll Christmas music is just the coolest. That's what I'm saying.
Oh God, that's another Bear Force One reference. Christmas special.
Yeah.
You're gonna do a Christmas special, feature villain band. Awesome.
maybe not that polished.
Okay, that's.
So, dude, I don't know. I'm just, it's providing you don't edit this out right now, because I gotta say, it's the previous Bear podcast that. You had me on, and I'm very grateful that you did. Grateful you're having me on again this time. Mm-hmm. I got to say, I felt like such a complete dumbass. Because I felt I just rambled and rambled and rambled for like practically an hour and a half. And it was just so bad. I figured it would be. And then, and then people listened to it and they said, oh, Glenn, this sounded pretty fun. And,
you talk
to Nard, you get all energetic stuff. So actually, I listened to it after swearing that I wouldn't, because I thought I came across like a complete dumbass. But then I realized after listening to it, you edit it so well, you make dumbass me sound pretty damn, less dumbass.
Well, I don't think I'll be editing this at all.
Right then now. I'm fucked.
No, you're fine. People like to hear you. Yeah, we have friends. I have friends who would like to hear from you too. Yeah.
Oh, man. So I appreciate it, and then I apologize for my ramblings.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. We're running out of time, and I really appreciate you being in the show again. And if you have that album out, just let me know. I said 2007, right? Yeah.
It's the main focus right now. In fact, what we're trying to do is, you know, just for the process it takes, you know, I'm learning now just, you know, how long it takes, especially when you're trying to do it independently versus, you know, just spending thousands of dollars to do it in a blast. But just trying to get it done independently.
Do you want to do it the same way Radiohead did it, you know, free to download and
yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole point. It's, you know, it's when we get it done, you know, get it mixed, get it mastered. You know, and we're definitely throwing it online, you know, completely for free for everyone to download. You know, but beyond that, it's just hard getting to that point where you get it all together.
Yeah, get it all together.
But as soon as it's done, you know, it's completely free. I'd rather have, you know, 10,000 people have it, you know, for free and get to hear it versus, you know, just selling 100 copies and, you know, having box holes of unsold CDs.
It's all about the music, yeah.
Like everyone else in LA.
Really? That's what's happening with bands there? They couldn't sell their CDs?
Mm. Oh, totally. It's all about the internet right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. So how can people catch you guys? You and Chuck. myspace.com/futurevillainband. That's your that's where everybody can catch you guys, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yeah, and everybody out there, catch Future Villain Band also on Bearpalooza, Philly, right?
Yeah. So okay. Playing Philly, and then, like I said, trying to get LA show together. Hopefully, looking for that for midsummer. Mm-hmm. And you know, as soon as I get details together, I'm sure I'm to tell the world.
Okay. Yeah.
So I appreciate you know, man. Like I said, you know, last time too, dude, we've only played 2 gigs. So you know, for all this attention that you're giving us, Nard, you rock. You know, that's what I say. Because sometime I'm gonna call you up.
Oh.
And I'm gonna interview you.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're supposed to interview me. That's right. Next time we'll do that. Okay, just for fun. Just. Let's have a show with Glenn and we just chat.
Yeah, dude. I mean, have you ever done that? Have you ever had
somebody
interview you and find out what you're all about and what you've done growing up and what you're into?
I think about 2 years ago with James from American Bad Bear Studios, him and the Ricky back then. I had them in the show and they started asking me questions and oh my god, you know, it's just you know, how do you like it in bed? You know, I don't remember. It's been a long time. Talk about positions in bed, stuff like that. So
what
I think
the fuck?
Yeah, that those were the questions. What can I say? It was really nasty, but it was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. Yeah.
Well, it's not. We want to hear about you because I mean, you've got you know, awesome taste in music. Mm-hmm. You've been to a lot of cool shows, so I want to hear all about that too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We can talk about that definitely.
No, and you know, Bear communities. Is damn wide and damn diverse too, and you know, you may not be what, you know, immediately what people think of Bear, but dude, you've got, you know, over 180 podcasts now. I mean, you're so ingrained in what's going on community wise and you're just, I mean, this is your whole, I mean, just amazing, just how much work and effort you're putting into all this too. So
yeah,
I mean,
that's how I'm, how much
too.
I love the Bear community. I like, you know, talking about it. It's really just a hobby and then it's just kind of grew like this, so yeah, it's awesome. And guys like you, it's always good to talk to, and having guests in the show, musicians, artists, photographers, porn actors, Bear porn actors, and anybody. Yeah, so everybody's welcome.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive Bear Watch 9 booty cap training, you will be a bear. But until that day, you are Brazilian mountain goats. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human beings. You are nothing but unorganized, old Navy wearing pieces of trash. Because I am hard on you all the time, you will not like me. But you will like it when I am hard and in you. The more you can take it, the more you will enjoy it. However hard I might be, I am fair. I use a good water spit for lube. You effing goats understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
The sexiest man in the world is a hot, hard, horny bear. is your bear sexual instincts will much be harnessed if you expect to survive in Bear City. If your bear sexual instincts are not honed and strong, you can be cock-blocked by someone. Do you goats understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
You there, what are you grinning about, Private? You look like some kind of junk with that raspberry lip gloss on. I prefer chair number five myself. Are you a natural Dolce Gabbana Prada-wearing, glitter-throwing queen, Private Joker, or do you have to work on it? Private Joker, I'm going to give you 3 seconds, exactly 3 effing seconds, to wipe that stupid-looking grin off your face. I will have your mani and pedi appointment for this afternoon canceled. 1, 2, 3. Do you think I'm being cute, Private Joker? Do you think I am funny?
Sir, yes, sir. As funny and queer as they come, sir. I must say, sir, you do look cute in desert camo, sir.
Holy dog crap. Are you from Texas? Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Joker. And you don't look much like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you know how to do a proper Texas pinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Get over and show these other worthless goats how it's done. I'd better see you on your knees in 3 seconds or less, Private Joker.
Sir, yes, sir. Gunnery Sergeant Daddy Bear, sir.
Private Gomer Pyle, tell the rest of these worthless untrained goats how they can join our merry little booty camp in Galveston, Texas, while Private Joker shows the rest of the platoon how to properly pin someone while in Texas. Get on your knees, Private Joker.
Sir, yes, sir. Golly, come join our platoon May 16th to 18th in Galveston, Texas for Bear Watch 9 Booty Camp. You can find more information at our online recruiting station, www.bearwatch.net. You can register and get all your questions answered there. Our host hotel again this year is Inn at the Water Park, sir.
Oh, that's right, Private Pyle. I will be looking for all you bears, cubs, otters, chasers, and admirers to be there. What are you waiting for? Is there some major malfunction with you real bear wannabes? Didn't Mama and Papa Bear show you enough attention when you were a baby bear? We want new recruits. Get online and get registered now at www.bearwatch.net. I want to see each of you in my platoon for basic bear training May 16th through 18th in Galveston, Texas. Join now. We want you. Private Joker, if I feel
if you guys have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com. And so send your voicemails to 206-222-BEAR. Okay, that's 206-222-2327. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm so tired. What was I going to say? Watch out for the video, I guess. I'm going to post the videos of Future Villain Band. And hopefully I could have some of the people who performed here. I heard that people who performed are just really a band that was formed tonight. And that's it. You know, it's just they don't really play regularly. It's just that it's IBR weekend, so they just got together and they wanted to play during the run. So okay, so it's been a good run, and so far I've only seen the one in the Bears at Eagle. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Go to bearpodcast.com. Lots of videos, lots of... Oh! Before I go, I got to see... His name is Robert, I think. Robert from Bear Force One. Oh my God, he's been drinking a little. So he keeps kissing everyone. He's been kissing lots of people. Oh my God. Maybe I'll post that. Many people, of course, were taking pictures with him. So, yeah, that was one of the highlights of the gig there at Eagle Tavern. Okay, guys, I'm going to go. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many boofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.